Hello and welcome to the Winning Post Racing Preview Podcast for the weekend of May 6. I'm Joel Marshall, and joining me in off the bench this week is my Winning Post and Best Bets colleague Paul Richards. And Richo, a good time to come off the bench. Big weekend in Adelaide.
Let's talk over the top of you. That's how out of practice I am.
It always happens in here.
In the reserves for about 2 years, so a bit rusty. But anyway, get me back for the big races in Adelaide.
Yeah. Looking forward to South Australian Racing on Saturday. It's a really good card, and that... UBet Classic, Robert Sangster Stakes. What a ripping race that is.
It's a beauty, isn't it? UBet have jumped on board at the right time. There's a few big races for them, good publicity, and three-year-old races are beauties. The last two that keep throwing money at it, they might end up at maybe a Group 1 race eventually, and they'll be very happy with the turnout they've got for the money they've invested on this card. It's good on them.
Exactly right, and Magic Man Joe Moreira's in town with a full book as well. So we'll take you right through the black type, through the card. We've got six black type races, and they kick off with race 3, the Queen Adelaide Stakes. For the two-year-olds, how did you see this one, Richard?
Very, very even. I'm going with the top one here, number one, Tabbing. Very fast horse, strong well. Barrier 2 should get to the rail first. Has won two of its past three. Certainly got a fitness and experience edge on a few of these. There is a bit of talent in the others, though, but I'll stick with number one, Tabbing. But wouldn't be surprised if number 9, Outboard Motors, puts a bit of pressure on it, and also number 4, Lucia, and certainly a bit of word around that number 2, Indian Thunder, is going to go well. But I'll go with number 1, Tabbing.
Yeah, it looks to be a few chances. I put number 6, It's a Myth, on top. I quite like the way she found the line last start. Noel Callow, Philip Stokes combined to win the stakes race last week with Broadband, so I thought they might do it again. 8, Mintha, had support on debut, ran pretty well. 4, Luke Gear, was pretty good last start, and Indian Thunder should be better for that debut run. Race 4 is the DC Mackay Stakes. This is for the sprinters, Group 3 over 1,100.
I've gone with number 9, Tuscan Sling. I thought her run was pretty good at Oakbank. She was sort of just getting home well on what can be a tricky track. Caught wide, bit average first up. At her best, she's right up to winning this. Fitter for 2 runs from the spell. Have to concede, Darren Weir was putting a bit of the slows on her this morning on Victorian radio, saying that she still might need this one, but the stable's going so well. I'll stick with the number 9, Tuscan Sling. Number 3, Bassett's been outstanding for Mick Price. Won all 3, been freshened up since a strong win at Mornington. Going to be hard to beat. But we'll go with number 9, Tuscan Sling.
Yeah, I had number 9, Tuscan Sling on top as well. Thought she was ready to improve. Third up, ran 5th in the Sangster last year, so she is a quality mare when right. Had her ahead of 2, Kaepernick, who's being a bit hard to follow, but his first 2 runs back in Group 1 company were good, and just got a bit too far back last start. 3, Bassett's Flying, and 6, Reldas. Both runs back have been good. Race 5 is the Queen of the South Stakes, Group 2 race for the fillies and mares, and 3 scratchings already here. Turbo Miss, who was my best bet, is out, as is Van Dancer, and Storms are Brewing.
Well, there you go. I have gone with number 7, Sought After. Showed very good promise in the Melbourne Spring with some excellent on-pace efforts on the firm tracks. Got lost on wet tracks in Sydney in her first 2 runs this time in. Onto a firm track now at her 3rd run this time in, expecting a much better run from her. So number 7, Sought After, on top. You mentioned Joe Moreira on town back in Australia and in Adelaide. She's on board number 2, Circular, won on a 2 starts back at Flemington. Wasn't on board last start when she got a bit lost at Moonee Valley, settling back and wide. Joe Moreira back on board, Barrier 3 looks the biggest danger for number 7, Sought After, who are expecting her to improve quite a lot.
Yeah, well, as I said, I had Turbo Miss on top, but she scratched. That's left me with Miles of Krishan, who I thought 2 runs back haven't been too bad. She was all right in the spring, progressing through the grades and sort of capping off that prep with a decent effort in the Summon Stakes behind Silent Sedition. So thought she could improve a little bit here, 3rd up to beat 4, Rocket Commander, who was very good last week, back for her previous trainers after a good campaign through New South Wales with Matty Dale. 11, Lopetegui, was dominant last start, and 7, Sought After, in for 4th. Race 6 is the first of the big ones. First of 2 Group 1s, it is the Sweps Oaks, and we've got a big field. We've got a couple of really informed fillies that look like dominating the betting in Canedna and Egg Tart. Are you with one of those, Richard?
I certainly am. Canedna, number 2, overcame difficulties to win the Aurora Stakes in the tune-up to this race, spent most of the straight looking for a run. John Allen then found a gap with about 150 to go, and she charged through to win it impressively. Barrier 3. Looks to have all those behind her covered, so it's really just a case of how good number 5, Egg Tart, is. And she looked very impressive when winning at Flemington at her 3rd run this time in. She's won all 3, racing like to rise up in triple suit. Now just taking on Kanedna, who is absolutely flying. So we'll stick with Kanedna to beat number 5, Egg Tart. Number 8, Toffee Nose, has been working through her grades well in Victoria. We'll put him for 3rd. And number 1, Harlow Gold, unfortunately for Connection, sits on wire and is likely to be conceding those 3 a start. So I'm not sure she'll be able to catch him, but she'll certainly be running on. So I'll go with Kanedna, number 2, to beat 5, 8 and 1.
Well, without much confidence at all, I've gone for a bit of a ruffian, McQueen, whose last two runs have just been awful on the heavy. She hasn't gone a yard through it. I thought her first up run wasn't too bad behind some pretty good fillies, Fox Play included, and she was pretty good in the Ethereal Stakes back in the spring, and just this is something that Anthony Cummings can do at times. So I've just gone for her without a lot of confidence from 5, Egg Tart. So good last start. She was 4 smart as you think. I think it's the other roughie with a bit of a hope. She had no luck at all in the Vinery and then drew the highway last start and ran on pretty well inside gate Saturday, so that could turn things around for her. And Kanedna, the other top chance, rounds out my top 4. Race 7 is the big one, the UBET Classic, and as we said earlier, this is a ripping race. You can make a case for many of them, and you could certainly go wide and still miss the winner, but it's a really good race. And who have you landed on, Richard?
The Joe Moreira factor again with number 2, Shidell. He was on board when she impressively led and won the Oakley Plate first up. Got a bit lost in the new market, probably settled a bit further back than most anticipated and sort of held ground in that race. Redcoke Warrior dominated, Shidell finished 4th. And then she got involved in a speed battle in the William Reid at the Valley and held ground okay. Back to mare's grade, assuming she hasn't flattened after 3 runs at Group 1 level, she looks the one to beat. Number 2, Shidell. Number 4, Super Cash. Been freshened up also since the... Did you run the new market?
Yes, she did.
She did run the new market, yep. She was dominant first up, thing also like they all did settle back in the new market and nothing came in the race. She's been freshened up since that. Looks a good chance. Number 4, Super Cash, a bit underrated. One who's probably been set for this race, it's a bit of an afterthought for a few of the others, but number 5, Adora, a very good local Philip mare. Just missed first up and then was quite dominant against the boys second up. She's drawn well in 3, everything ticking along nicely for her. I think she's a genuine hope. And then depending which number, which English turns up, I guess, if it's the best one, she's going to be right in this race. And if it's the average one that occasionally bobs up, then she won't be. But we'll take a punt that she's going to be the best English and put her in the placings as well. So 2 to beat 4, 5 and 1.
Yeah, well, I've gone for another roughie here, but this one I think I can make a strong case for. Number 13, A Lot of Love. She was unlucky not to win a black type race through the spring. She ran a cracking 3rd at Caulfield behind Shidell and Silent Sedition. Of course, both those two have gone on to Group 1 glory. She ran a good race in Melbourne Cup week, beaten less than a length by Artistry and Shillelagh. They've both won stakes races since. I thought her first up run was really good against the boys. She beat home Tycoon Tara, level weights with her, and she was the first female home in that race. Thought she ran well. She's 3 from 4, second up. Yes, she does have to go to a new level, but as I said, with that form around Shidell Silent Sedition, I don't think she's too far off them. So at 50 to 1, I'm going to have a bit of a play her to beat one English. As you said, there can be two of her. I just don't think she's at her best 1400. I know she won the All Age last year, but 1400 on the really testing conditions last start probably found her out. If she can freshen up and be back to her best, she's a top hope. 17, I Am a Star, comes back from the Doncaster, so not an easy gig for her, but she's very talented. And 11, Ravi, drawn badly, hence she's drifted in the betting in the last few days, but she's a pretty good mare and she was good first up. I think she can run well with a bit of luck. Race 8 is the UBET Euclid Stakes. As you said, this race is really retracting a strong lineup every year, and no different here, plenty of chances.
Going with number 12, Furyk from the Hayes Dabney team. Very, very talented filly. She's first up after going racing so well through the summer across in Melbourne. Got her on top. She's drawn barrier 4, Craig Williams on board. Number 2, Ken's Dream. Two on Weird Train. Barrier 5, Dean Yendall. Been racing very well. Back to his own age group. Run up against the older horses last start. Strong winner previous run. Certainly everything ticking along nicely for him. Number 1, Defcon. May not have handled the heavy track. Sort of loomed up to win first up in Sydney, and then when it got really heavy and the pressure was really on, just sort of peaked on his run. Firmer track, he's capable of much better. The best of the locals is probably number 9, So You Too. Hasn't had a lot of luck in all 3 runs this time in. Been placed at all of them, just sort of a few little excuses each time, just crowded for the room and so forth. Could be a little bit of an issue again from barrier 6, but he's certainly worth an each way bet. He's around the $14 mark at the moment. But 12 to beat 2, 1 and 9.
Yeah, so you too. I certainly think is a chance. I've got him in for second. He hasn't had all the breaks this time in. I've gone for 14, Sweet Sherry. She is first emergency for the Group 1, so if she doesn't get a run, I think she can run really well here. She was really good first up with a big weight against the boys at Flemington. She was the first horse home down the inside part of the straight and then went to Sydney, got galloped on, so a bit of an excuse there. She's since won a trial. She's pretty talented on her day, so we'll go 14, Sweet Sherry to beat 9, So You Too. 1, Defcon will be fitter for that first up run. He loomed and just peaked the last 100 metres, and 2, Ken's Dream, very consistent in 4th. Well, Turbo Miss was my best. She's out, so look, I'll just give a couple of both at value. A Lot of Love, race 7, number 13, and Sweet Sherry, race 8, number 14, would be my two best for the card.
Well, I'll be betting on every race, but my best bet would be race 6, number 2, Kanedna, and I'll take a punt that you and I are right, Joel, and Darren Weir's wrong, and race 4, number 9, Tuscan Sling, each way.
All right, well, the other big card across Australia on Saturday is at the Gold Coast, and we have 6 black type races on the card there. Now, I know, Richo, you haven't done any of the form for there, but it's
There's one race I reckon I'm interested in, so I'll butt in when you get to it.
Okay, well, I'll take you through the 6 black type races nice and swiftly. The Ken Russell Memorial Race 3 for the 2-year-olds. I'm with 2, Taking Aim. He hasn't been seen since his missed unplaced run in the Blue Diamond, but prior to that his 2 runs were really good. I think he's well up to this class. 7, Dissolution was good on debut. 3, Regent, 1 on debut in a maiden, but it was a strong win. And 8, Don't You Know Him, the first starter. He's a half brother to Cricket, very speedy filly, and did bolt in with his trial. So 2 on top from 7, 3 and 8 for me. Race 4 is the Gold Coast Bracelet, these fillies en route to the Queensland Oaks, possibly. On with 3, Dawn Wall. She comes back from the Group 1 class, where she finished 6th in the Vinery. Chris Waller just gave her a fresh and didn't press on to the Sydney Oaks, and probably the right move. She's had 2 trials leading into this. Should be tough to beat from 5, Savan. Very talented filly. She ran well in the Ethereal back in the spring. They didn't press on to the Oaks with her. She's come back and she's hit winning form already this time in. 1, Candica will get back and run on, and 2, Invincibella. Up from 1400 to 1800, but she's a classy filly. Race 5 is the Prime Minister's Cup, and I think the Sydney Raiders are the way to go, and that's what betting markets suggest. 2, Religify for me, just ahead of 3, Federal. Religify will be in front and will be running along and be hard to catch. Federal will improve back on firmer ground, second up. 4, Siegfried, the local, he's flying. And 10, Trubia. Disappointed both runs this prep. Not sure where he's at, but he's a talent when he's right. And down in the weights from barrier 1, he may improve into the placings at odds.
This was the race I was interested in, but you've tipped it anyway. Race 5, number 2, Religify, barrier 5, Hugh Bowman. Goes very well first up. Looks a weaker race than the ones he's been racing in Sydney. So that was the one I was interested in. So.
All right, well, you can double your bet there, listeners, on Religify in the first leg of the Quadrella there at the Gold Coast. Race 6 is for the fillies and mares, the Silk Stocking, and here I'm with 4, Sold for Song. It's been a while since we've seen her at her electric best. She's very good when right. She charges home from the back, and that's that pattern that means she's going to lose more often than she wins. But good speed here, and can see her charging home late. I've got her ahead of 6, Savannah Amore, who is scratched. That should have updated my tips. 1, Nancy will be my second selection. A good Sydney mare getting on top of the ground should suit her. 3, Madotti, drawn wide, but she's a good mare. She had a really good campaign last prep, culminating in a win on Magic Millions Day. And in for 4th, number 5, Elegant Composure. Race 7, well, that's the big one for the day. It's the AD Hollandale Stakes, weight for age over 1,800 metres. And look, it's a bit tricky how to assess this race. We've got a few horses coming through the Sydney Carnival where they've had, you know, Group 1 goals and they've been run on heavy tracks. So it's always tricky trying to line up who the fresh horses on the scene. But I'm going to go with 4, McCreary, who he's had a good prep. He was really good in the Doncaster late. He just got too far back. That was the race, of course, controlled in front by the winner, It's Somewhat, who he meets again on Saturday. But I thought McCreary was good. And then back to the 1400 in the all-aged, he was next to Tavachi on the turn and didn't quite have the same turn of foot that Tavachi did, who won the race. But he was really good in running fourth and going right through the line, I think he's looking for the longer distance now. So he's on top for me. From two, Preferment, who's an interesting runner in that Chris Roller pulled up stumps and didn't press on through the Sydney Carnival after a couple of runs back chasing home Winks and saw that it was going to be a very wet autumn. So just backed off him. He's been to the trials a couple of times and probably Doomben Cup will be where he's at his peak, but he's a quality Group 1 weight for age performer when right. One, It's Somewhat's Flying, and six, Morris. Talented type. He had a good winter through the back end of the carnival last year and really liked his first up run with a big weight. The final race on the card, really strong three-year-old race, the Gold Coast Guineas. I've gone with eight, I Thought So, who just did everything wrong as a short price favourite in Sydney last start. He sweated up, got interfered with at the start, and then over-raced and left himself with no energy for the run home. He can improve. 13 River Race is a talented filly. Always liked her. She just missed out on the Bob of the Head first up. 11 Savannah or More in for third, and two, Heroic Valor. Kiwi Visitor, unbeaten at 1200, is a Group 1 winner at the trip as well. My best for the Gold Coast, I've made it McCreary. Tough day, but I think he'll be hard to beat in the Hollandale. And my value is in the final event, I Thought So, race 8, number 8. They're the two feature meetings across Australia on Saturday, done and dusted, but we'll take you through Melbourne and Sydney as well. Melbourne Racing is at Flemington on Saturday, and no black type action, Richo, but 9 winners to be found. What have you come up with?
I thought race 6, number 2, Zazorceress, how we say it, might be ready to break through. She's been running on quite strongly, step up to 2,000 metres. Looks ideal for her. Ben Allen back in favour with the Darren Weir team. Coming off a, he rode a winner for them during the week, I think, or certainly recently, I remember seeing him win. Looks a bit short at the moment, the price, Zazorceress, hope she gets out a little bit, but looks a good race for her. Race 6, number 2, and also sticking with the Darren Weir team in the last, number race 9, number 7, Stegler. Worked along well first up. Ran pretty well last time in, which was his first campaign after coming out from France. Ran some good races, didn't have a lot of luck. Suspect the bigger track at Flemington will really suit him second up. Quite like him, race 9, number 7, Stegler.
Yeah, well, I made my best in the opening race. Herardiful, race 1, number 9. He's a horse I really like going forward. He's a lightly raced staying type. He's already won at 2,500 metres. I think he could be an ideal type to go up to Queensland for like an Ipswich Cup or Caloundra Cup, and you know, Kieran Mark and travel these horses anywhere and be competitive. He'd been jumping out and trialling really well prior to the first up run, which was just a non-event. He buck jumped shortly after the start there at Bendigo. He went to Cranbourne with the 60 kilos, was really good late, up to 1800, down to 52.5. He is up to open company, but I don't think there's too many winning hopes here, so I think he can measure up without a problem. I made my value Sunday Escape, race 8, number 12. Bit hard to catch in terms of him winning in town, but he's never far away and just over-raced a bit last start. I thought back down the straight and drawn out wide, if I can just get a bit of a smother, I think he can run well at a bit of a price, Sunday Escape. He's never too far away in these races. And the other two that I'll be having something on, I thought Temple of Bell in the two-year-old race, race 3, number 15. Haven't minded her jump outs and trials. I thought she could run a bit of a race at odds on debut. And Widgie Turf, race 7, number 3. Quick backup for him. He resumed last week and he was really good late, 1400 Flemington suit. So if he handles the quick backup second up, he should be tough to beat. Rose Hill Gardens is the other meeting of note on Saturday, of course, in Sydney, and big fields. I guess we've had the Autumn Carnival, we've had Hawkesbury, and now we're back to Rose Hill on a firm track. So the benchmark horses have come out in force, and Richo, there is a black type race. It's the Lord Mayor's Cup over 2,000 metres, race 7. What were your thoughts here?
I think that number 7, New Tipperary, looks a very strong chance in the Lord Mayor's Cup. Hasn't been totally comfortable in the heavy tracks the past two runs. Has been competitive, it just hasn't really let down as well as he can. His second up run was excellent. Just looks like this will be a nice race for him back on a firmer track at Rose Hill. So I'm quite keen on race 7, number 7, and New Tipperary. And the other horse that really caught my eye at Rose Hill is race 5, number 9, Canniesson. Only had the four runs for the Hayes Dabbing team. Dominant first up, very good second up on Flemington track where nothing was making ground. He was wide and ran fifth. Then third up, won again. Strong win at Bendigo. And then last start, got lost on the heavy track up at Randwick. Back to the firmer surface, back in class. Very keen on race 5, number 9, Canny Essent.
Yeah, well, the Lord Mayor's Cup for me, I'm with you there. New Tipperary on top. He hasn't won, but I think he's gone to a new level this prep. They've stepped him right up in class, and he was excellent in the Ajax, wide all the way, and just kept fighting when narrowly edged out by it somewhat. He had a crack at the Doncaster behind that same galloper, and he was far from disgraced. And then last start, just the heavy, I think, played against him back on firmer ground. Should see him return to his best. I thought Happy Anna could improve on a firmer ground. 9 Big Blue ditto, this imported galloper for Godolphin. I think he can improve. And 5 Astronomos, who, well, his best form is on wet tracks, so he's got to transfer that form onto the dry tracks, but he's pretty consistent. 7, 11, 9 and 5 for me. My best is Dreamforce, drawn badly, but I don't think there's too many winning hopes in race 6, and he was really good first up, and he was there to let down on the turn. Last start, as soon as Ty England went for him, he just seemed at all at sea on the wet track and didn't handle it at all. I think back on firmer ground, we can see him improve. And I made Careless my value, although not as big a price as I was expecting. Race 5, number 7, I thought he was pretty good first up. He'll strip fitter, he'll roll along on pace, not too much speed here, and with the lightweight, I thought he could run well. And the others I was looking at through the day was race 1, number 14, Envy of All, had trialled well, and the debut run was good. And race 4, number 8, New Universe, really interesting runner from New Zealand. First start for Chris Waller, won his first two impressively, didn't have much luck at his next outing. He's only had one trial in Australia, and that was back in late February, so interesting that we haven't seen him for a while at the trials, but be watching betting moves pretty closely with that galloper. I'll just give you my best and value for Ascot and New Zealand. Ascot on Saturday, my best is Pushing Shapes, race 4, number 2. My value is Metallic Queen, race 1, number 6. New Zealand racing Saturday, Riccarton is the main meeting. My best bet is La Faire, race 3, number 7. Value bet is a first starter that has trialled well, called Withorn, race 5, number 5. Tarapa is the other meeting. Best bet, Dancing Flames, race 5, number 5. Value bet, Keeley B, didn't have any luck last start, race 8, number 9. Well, that just about takes us out for this week's podcast. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners. Don't forget to get out to your newsagent and pick up your winning post, all the form through the weekend. Richo, we usually have a $20 bet at the end of the show.
$20? Used to be 10 last time.
Used to be 10. Yeah, used to be 10. Then it went up to 20. And
Well, we will go with Rose Hill, race 5, number 9, and Canny Essent.
All right. Well, no guts, no glory for me. I'm going in the big one, the Sangster Stakes. Put your 10 each way on a lot of love. I reckon she'll run you a really good race. Race 7, number 13. Thanks for listening. Hopefully we found you plenty of winners, and we will be back next week with the preview podcast.